This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this. What's
your name? Leonard Skinner. Girl. Live in concert. Sweetheart. August 11th, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand. Give me three steps, give me three slaps, mister. Give me three. Celebrating 50 years of Leonard Skinner. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and the Iowa State Fair Ticket Office. Leonard Skinner.
The latest U.S. export sales report had good numbers for both corn and soybeans as we head into an extended holiday weekend. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said the corn numbers might look lower, but they're still performing better than the average.
Corn sales were good. We had very good sales. Now, this number is going to actually look a little bit disappointing compared to what we've seen recently, but this is still well above the five-year average. 532,000 tons for old crop. We did have a very good new crop sale at 940,000 tons. So all total, just under 1.5 million tons. Very, very good sales for the corn. Normally, at this time of the year, we're looking at just under 200,000 for the old crop side of things. So continue to just blast the doors off of this thing.
McBride said the soybean sales had their best performance in 6 years for this particular week.
Yeah, again, better than usual. 463,000 tons of old crop, 239,000 tons of new crop. 5 year average puts you at right around 100,000 tons, so well above the 5 year average. It looks really good for us. We're still basically doing exactly what's needed. Now, this is the best sale that we've had in 6 years for this particular week, but when it comes to the overall balance sheet, expectations for exports kind of have us just standing pat. We don't need to make any major changes higher. We don't need to make any changes lower. So that'll kind of keep us playing status quo when we get into this next USDA report next Friday. And then obviously, as we continue to look out towards the end of the marketing year, there shouldn't be any major changes.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.